It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Thursday. At Scott Bertram on Twitter is where to find me, stevegruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Thanks to former Senator Jim DeMint for joining us on the program. This portion of the show brought to you by Grilla Grills. Summer's around the corner. Grilla Grills, the weather is not there yet. It will be. Grilla Grills wants you to kick it off with an awesome new grill. Enter the Independence Day giveaway at stevegruber.com for a chance to win a brand new Silverback Alpha Connect. With Grilla Grill's newest Wi-Fi-enabled pellet smoker, you can control your grill from anywhere. Fire it up, set temperatures and alarms, get instant troubleshooting help, all from the palm of your hand wherever you have service. Grilla Grills is a family-owned, veteran-run Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this summer. Support local businesses like Grilla Grills. Go to stevegruber.com for your chance to win today. stevegruber.com for the Grilla Grills Independence Day giveaway. I did something very dumb. I bought a bigger pool for my kids. Every 2 years, it gets bigger and bigger. Not a permanent one, but, you know, one of the ones you put up in the beginning of the year, take down before the winter gets here. And I got an even bigger one, and I'm just dumb. I don't know why I did it. It's gonna be for a long time. I said I'm not gonna be the pool guy. I'm not gonna be the pool dad. Then of course I became the pool dad, and I said, well, yeah, but I'm not gonna get one of those pools you need chemicals and chlorine to take care of. And of course then I did, and I don't know what this threshold I crossed was, but it's a large pool that we have purchased, so that'll be up sometime soon, but not. Usually around Memorial Day, we try to put it up, but I don't even know if temperatures will be where we need them by then. We'll see. We'll see. I've been following this story, I'll call it a story, for years now. And the nice thing is that when you've been covering it for a while, you remember old stories and how they are incongruous. And that's the continuing saga of water levels in the Great Lakes, Lake Michigan specifically. When I was in Chicago area, of course, Lake Michigan is the most relevant Great Lake in Chicago. And there were stories, we'll go way back. So 2012, like 8-9 years ago, there were all sorts of stories. And you can go to my Twitter feed and find them, right? But there were all sorts of stories about Lake Michigan water levels and Great Lakes water levels in general. They are falling. They're going to be falling forever, and we can't stop them, right? It's climate change. So Lake Michigan water levels are falling. They're going to keep falling. We can't do anything. Some excerpts here from stories back in 2012. The lows have been driven by this year's weather, but Lakes Michigan and Huron have drifted beneath their long-term average since the late 1990s. Stoking worries that the Great Lakes will become a consistently diminishing resource in the coming decades. Report advised local and national governments to be prepared for water level declines in the long term, noting that, quote, lake evaporation is increasing and likely will increase for the foreseeable future, likely due to the lack of ice cover, increasing surface water temperatures, and wind speeds. So you got that? 2012. Warning signs, bells going off. Water levels in the Great Lakes are falling. I recall we had to dredge out some of the harbors so these big ships can still dock because water levels are falling. They'll never return. We've got to do something about it. That was 2012. 2018, 2019, guess what? All those stories now say Lake Michigan water levels are going to be rising forever. They're high, they're going to rise forever, and we can't stop them. It's climate change. Again, excerpts from stories back in 2019. Today, Lakeshore Drive's under attack by Lake Michigan, which this year rose to a level approaching its all-time high. It may rise even higher next year. In May, the water opened a crack in the roof of a pedestrian underpass near Oak Street Beach. That's in Chicago. The lake levels undermining Lakeshore Drive are the result of climate change. No matter how much money we spend to repair the roadway, the lake is going to keep coming. Is Lakeshore Drive even a viable thoroughfare in the era of global warming? These are questions just less than 2 years ago. Multiple stories. Lake levels are high. Lake levels are going to keep rising, and we can't do anything to stop them because of climate change. You will never guess what the later stories say 2 years later. Last week, Great Lakes water level surge eases after two record-setting years. The weather was milder and drier than usual from November through April, winter snowfall well below normal. The lake has had relatively little ice cover this past year. Low humidity, sunny skies boosted evaporation. This is one of the drier years we've seen in some time, with large portions of the region considered in a moderate drought. Each of the Great Lakes was down significantly in April from the same month in 2020. Lake Ontario dropped 28 inches. Lakes Huron and Michigan declined 14 inches. Lake Erie fell 17 inches. Lake Superior fell 6 inches. So we go from water levels are going to rise or fall forever. We can't stop them. It's climate change. To Lake Michigan water levels will be rising forever. We can't stop them. It's climate change. And 2 years after that, just now, we have water levels easing again, dropping as much as, 2.5 feet at Lake Ontario, more than a foot in Michigan and Huron. It's almost as if there are, weather cycles, patterns that come and go. And sometimes the level goes up and sometimes the level goes down. And we just have to ride it out? Maybe we don't know as much as we think we know about patterns like that. Just throwing that out there. Although 2 years from now, wait for, of course, water levels rising again. Scott Bertram in for Steve.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Pure Michigan Water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.